Welcome to Breast Cancer Update Surgical Edition. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. I met with Dr. Harold Burstein from the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute in Boston, and to begin, he presented a 52-year-old woman from his practice.
So this is a 52-year-old woman who presented with a large tumor in the right breast and palpable lymphadenopathy. And she had an initial core biopsy that showed that she had invasive lobular breast cancer. The tumor was estrogen receptor positive and progesterone receptor positive and so-called HER2 or HER2 negative and had low-grade features. So on exam, she had a right-sided tumor. It was about 12 centimeters in size, and she had a 1 to 2 centimeter palpable axillary lymph node. She had a staging workup that was negative, and you know the question was how best to proceed. So these cases are interesting for a couple of reasons. From a systemic point of view, the historic treatment plan has been chemotherapy for women with larger tumors and even lobular histologies. But increasingly, there's a sense that chemotherapy may have less to offer these women than induction therapy with endocrine agents. The other question that arises in a woman who has an operable tumor is whether it's even worth doing neoadjuvant therapy because she's going to end up with a mastectomy regardless. And so it begs the question, if you're not going to change your surgical management with upfront treatment, should one just proceed to surgery right away?
Could I interject another possible consideration, which is the use of a genomic assay in the situation, such as getting a recurrence score to maybe assist?
Absolutely. So we increasingly recognize that in women who have a low genomic risk measure, whether it's the Oncotype DX or the MammaPrint or other assay, that the likelihood of clinically significant benefit from chemotherapy in the long term gets lower, and conversely predicts that endocrine therapy would be more valuable. So these are sort of the kinds of considerations we're having in our multidisciplinary conversations with women like this.